Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. As always, my pleasure. And very excited about having our good buddy Doug Barry back on the show. Doug is a longtime Brain Trust member. He's over 8 years now that he's been a member of our Brain Trust, 8 and a half, basically. And he's the Director of Marketing Communications for the U.S. Commercial Service, which is an outstanding division of the Department of Commerce, and he's our good friend Doug Barry. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. You're making a little bit of fun of gas station people, and as a matter of fact, that was my first job 9 years ago before I became part of your Brain Trust.
I know. We pulled you off the street, didn't we? Got you a real job.
Sniffing those fumes.
There you go.
I did, giving me certain insights into the human soul.
Well, it told you what you didn't want to do. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Hey, Doug. What's one of the things I love having you on the show to do is telling us stories about small businesses and some of their export successes, maybe even failures. What's the word?
Well, I've talked to maybe 50 or 60 exporters just since Monday, helping them with different logistics and other market finding issues that they have. And this one gentleman called yesterday. And he works for a company that makes a special kind of window that fits into the side of a storage tank so that people, engineers and plant workers and so forth, can look inside and see what chemical reactions are taking place and
so
maybe how full it is or how empty it is.
It's obviously got to be prepared to withstand pressure and things like that.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a high-tech window.
High-tech window, patented fully and selling very well in the United States. And now they're beginning to get some orders from abroad. So he called with a shipment that he was preparing to make to a buyer in Singapore. And so I asked him, I said, well, Singapore, that's very interesting. It's a duty-free port, so you don't have to worry about the buyer paying any duties, and it has very low tax rates, so that's not going to add much to the cost of the product. He was delighted to hear. So as you know, Jim, I spent some time in Asia, working for the Commerce Department.
Right.
And
we interviewed you over there once while you were working.
Yes, you did. You did. And one of the assignments was in Singapore, which is a beautiful city-state right at the bottom of the Malaysian Peninsula there. And one of the things that I learned while I was there is that the Singaporeans are great traders. And they have to be, because there's only 4 million people there, and although it's a very rich country now, one of the ways that they stay rich is to have this great trading mentality where they know the markets in the local region, and they have relationships with people so that they can represent others who are making things and make sure that they can sell those things into the adjacent countries. One of the big markets nearby, in fact, it's just literally a stone's throw, is Malaysia, and then another one, a little, maybe two stone's throws, is Indonesia, with all of those thousands of islands they have. And so I said, have you thought of finding a distributor in Singapore who knows the Indonesian market very well and therefore expanding your sales of these windows multifold to this very populous and increasingly economically capable country of Indonesia?
Right.
He says, well, you know, that's interesting because the fellow in Singapore who I'm selling this to actually said that he was intending on selling it to somebody in Indonesia.
A reseller. Huh?
And I said, oh, if he's a reseller. And I said, well, you know, would you know what city it's going to be? And he said, well, you know, I really don't know any of the big cities in Indonesia. And I said, well, could it be Jakarta? And he said, I think that's what it is. And so, you know, I marveled at this for a few minutes, because here is a person who is in international sales for a U.S. company and does not know the major capitals
right.
of these big markets.
Wow.
And it's not, Jim, about a geography lesson. It's not the gotcha.
Right.
Why don't we know more about what's going on in these very vibrant and fast-growing places in the world where the future of the U.S. economy
right.
is, to some extent, tied up.
If you're going to be successful in the future, folks, if you have anything that you can sell outside of your four walls, outside of your immediate geography, meaning you're not the local diner or dry cleaners, if you have anything that you can sell and export and ship, then your future is, a lot of your future is going to be outside of the U.S.'s four walls. And that's the reason why you need to know a guy like Doug Barry and his organization, the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. Folks, they do great work. They do a lot of good stuff for you and me. They have a lot of great resources that are available. Export.gov is the website. We've got more to come from Doug Barry after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.